KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Good morning to all of you joining us locally by radio and streaming online. We appreciate you tuning in. Today is Sunday, May 20th, 2018, and I'm your host, Hertzy Hertz. I'm in studio with the ever-awesomes Maddie Love, Marissa McCool, and Priscilla McCool, who is our first time on the radio, well, this station.
First,
and on Skype, we should be getting Larry Yelling Man, but he is...
Oh. Hello?
Oh, you're here.
Yeah, you know what I found out?
Hmm.
It helps if my microphone is on.
Wow. Try turning it off and on again.
Well, that's good, Larry, because we are live. All right. This is an...
Have you tried turning it off and on again? Have you tried...
We just made that joke.
All right, give me 2 seconds, guys. I got to finish the intro. This is an open conversation, and we welcome and encourage listener interaction with your phone calls to 952-946-6205, your emails to radio@mnatheist.org, or tweet us at atheisttalk. The phone number is only available when we're live, but you can always email or tweet us whether we're live or you're listening to the podcast. Maddie, Marissa, Priscilla, Larry, welcome.
Thanks.
Hello.
Thank you.
My name's Pris.
Either or. Either one's fine. You can, Pris or Priscilla's fine.
We're going to go with Pris.
That was a great awesome. Face palm. Face palms are awesome on the radio.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. Well, today we're going to take a different format. We're going to steal from Larry, whose show is Yelling Man Yells at News. And so we're going to just talk about some articles that we found. And Larry, do you happen to have a D6?
A what?
See, that's like this. It's called like a dice thingy. It's got dots on each side, and there. I think there's 6 sides on a D6, but it could be wrong because I don't keep up gamer culture.
What kind of No Illusions impersonator are you, Larry?
Not one. That's the kind of impersonator I am. Not one.
This. I was gonna say this is breaking. Matthew and I have this theory that pretty much every podcaster has played D&D at some point. This is breaking the mold here.
Guilty.
I'm aware of its existence. That's about it.
I'm with you there.
All right. Well, let me get a random number generator up here.
Honestly, that's how I do my podcast.
ONG.
Just random every day. Like, yeah. Just go on. Like, all right, here we go.
Each word you say is random. Like ONG. Like you just decide.
Oranges, pineapples, George Bush.
Waldo.
All right. Well, the generator said 1. So, Maddie.
No, I am not number 1. I am always number 2.
Fine.
All right, fine. You may, if you say so.
We are number 1.
So, it's good that I'm going first because I am the least familiar with this topic. I just, unfortunately, started listening to Larry's show last night.
I'm so sorry.
I am too. I have like an entire backlog now I have to get through. Because before
no,
my
you
only...
do not. No,
yes,
you do not.
Yes, well, no, wait. I promised Larry I would start at number 7. Because he said that's when he got his mic. And then I said, well, I'm going to skip to number 10 because that was one that had Pris and Marissa on it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So my news story is Megan Fox's alternative history show has archaeologists rightfully. Am I allowed to say pissed on the radio? Oops. I just did. So I guess I am.
Yeah.
I was told not to swear. So I'm and I do that all the time. So I'm assuming y'all aren't allowed either.
Well, I'm going to say then that it has archaeologists rightfully. Upset.
There you
is
go.
Is that a better word? No,
yeah.
It's the other one.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is from April 25th this year. Apparently, Megan Fox, after getting done with the Transformers movie and Megan's body, and I don't know what else she did. Besides
no, it's Jennifer's body.
Whatever. Like I don't watch horror to begin with, and like I'm definitely not watching like porno horror.
Wasn't she April O'Neil too?
She was. In
was
the,
she really?
Yes,
oh
she's
God.
April O'Neil.
I actually like those two movies. Wait, was she in the second one? I didn't see the second one.
Sorry, I'm gonna move over there. You
totally
like those
should.
Movies? So
okay. Well, no. I enjoy like a good Nicolas Cage movie. I enjoyed them, but I did not like them.
April, you gotta understand. There's 4 of us, and we're taking on a shredder.
I want to see Nick Cage.
No,
is
no,
it Donatello? Is that who
no,
are you?
Nick Cage as Splinter.
Oh so wow! Good.
I think I just threw up in my mouth.
I think I just threw up in your
shot.
I made another funny. Have you seen Con Air?
My childhood. Back
wow.
In the box.
Yeah, that that
Donatello
movie.
Does machines.
That movie is definitely almost 30 years old. It's 29 years old.
No, the new movie.
Oh, well, yeah. I made a funny joke was... I'm ruining your jokes right now. I'm just poking holes in everything that you're doing, Marissa.
Stop with the innuendo. I was in Face Off. I could eat a peach for hours.
Face waterfall.
All right, so back to Megan Fox's show.
Things that you should never actually say out loud in a normal conversation. Back to Megan Fox's show.
Surprisingly enough, this is exactly what happened when we were on Megan Blair's show.
Yeah, we just completely threw out the format.
You mean improved it? You mean improved?
I mean, I guess.
Well, there's once you're at the bottom, there's nowhere to go but up anyway, so.
Wow, that's strong words. From
I'm the producer. I will say whatever I want.
You will, but, I mean, okay.
Well, I loved listening to Bethany and Trav sing Adventure Time in Steven's Universe. So, according to Deadline, the Travel Channel just gave a green light to Mysteries and Myths with Megan Fox, which is a 4-episode TV show, reality show, where she is talking about how archaeologists are, quote, gatekeepers of information, actively trying to hide the truth, whatever that may be. Yeah, this story goes on with trying to explain why Megan Fox should be anybody you would want to listen to. But then thankfully, it redeems itself by saying, most baffling of all is that Fox seemingly feels her lack of academic qualifications makes her more qualified. Because, of course, the least amount of expertise you have, the more of an expert you are in anything, which is why I ask all of my cis friends how I should best be trans.
It's called punk rock education. It's saying I'm not a part of your system, and in doing so, you're defaulted to being smarter than those who are a part of the system, to all of those who want to not be a part of the system. That sounds really complex, but just write it down and it'll make more sense in a minute.
Okay, I'd like all of the people who have this idea that they're smarter than the experts to go and to do their own taxes, or do the taxes of somebody who's got really complicated taxes, and go, because that exactly is why we have experts. And they're going to be like, oh no, taxes are too hard, I'm not an expert. I'm like, yes, you're also not an expert at this either.
No, research flat earth. You don't know what you're talking about. You just have to like Google the words and you'll see what I mean. Like, it's all the information's right there.
I prefer school of rock education personally.
I get the feeling this is going to be the Dunning-Kruger show, especially with my story coming up sometime, especially with my story.
All right. Marissa, do you want to go next?
Yeah. I don't even need to see the article because I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Prepared.
A Republican candidate in California decided to prove just how dangerous trans people are by filming herself going into the bathroom and confronting a transgender person using the bathroom, because if anything demonstrates your moral superiority, it's going into a Denny's while filming in a public restroom to show that someone in there is the creepy one.
That's a grand slam.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you know, it's kind of like how if you're trying to catch someone who's robbing places, what you really need to do is go to their house and rob all their stuff and the entire neighborhood just to be sure. And then you can come back and be like, see, they were going to do it first. They're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. That's the movie plot now. I'm the good one.
I had to steal their stuff to show you how they would steal stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have to show it to the public, because obviously the problem is lack of visibility with trans people. Otherwise, everyone would be as outraged as me, because they don't actually know what's happening. So I'm going to go be the monster to prove them wrong and right simultaneously somehow.
I love that.
Okay, I got to say... They're at Denny's, so that's strike one already.
Oh, I love Denny's. What?
Yeah, at least
that's because there's no other diners in Minnesota. You just have no standards.
I was gonna say, have you been to Perkins? Perkins is way worse.
No, I love
Perkins. I used to go to Perkins every night.
I don't know what a Perkins is.
Do you know what a Denny's is? It's the same thing.
I do, and I kind of wish I didn't.
It's the same. It's an IHOP, but it's open all night.
Yeah,
I think we have one IHOP.
My wife and I courted it at Perkins.
Wait. East Coaster here, so forgive me. Your Denny's aren't open all night?
No, Denny's are open all night, too.
Some of them. Yeah. I don't know. Is the one on Lake Street open all night?
I don't go to Lake Street at night. I'm on the Greenway at night, which is sort of Lake Street, but less safe.
Are we seriously talking about Denny's right now?
Yes. What is wrong with Denny's? Never mind. That's I got you way off topic.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to?
I am not making a stand for Danny's on the radio.
No. So pretty much the point is this kind of activism not only hurts trans people, but it also hurts, you know, cis women who might look a tad masculine, like my friend Molly Cottle, who went into the Target bathroom and had the nerve to have short hair, and someone would, somehow, you know, checking in through people's bathroom stalls to make sure that's not one of the transgenders, because I don't know, they think the transgenders are the people who are creepy in bathrooms while you're peering into someone's bathroom stall.
I don't understand what's so complicated about this. Like, are people just blinded by hatred?
Yes.
I can't imagine any other reason why this would be happening.
Hatred and misinformation. Deliberate misinformation.
Why would anybody want to look over a bathroom stall in the first place?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Completely.
I don't even want to... I hate even being in the... I used to clean those things, so naturally I hate being near them. What the...
All right, well, that is going to be it for this segment. We have another one in just a couple minutes, but please stay with us through the break, and we'll return to Atheist Talk with Maddie, Marissa, Pris, and Larry. I'm Hertzy Hertz, and you're listening to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And Jake Duroff.
We're the hosts of the all-new Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Steve, what are we going to talk about this week?
We're going to be discussing Mortgage 101, the very basics of mortgage, whether it's your first home or your 100th home. We're going to be discussing ways where you can save money and a lot of headaches.
Check us out for more information or email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Hey, it's Mike McEntee, and I have a show on AM 950 Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 o'clock. It's a free-form hour of news, interviews, and your phone calls. We don't do 10-second sound bites and yelling and screaming about issues. That may make for great entertainment, but it really doesn't help to solve the real problems we face. We try to get the whole story and have an intelligent discussion. We also occasionally have a little fun. Listen in from 4 to 5 o'clock on AM 950 Radio.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style right here on AM 950. Hey, I've only got a few seconds, so here's the deal. Habitation is the coolest furniture store in town. Not only have we got some of the most exceptional furniture in the cities, but in many cases, Habitation can offer you store credit on your existing furniture. Stop in, talk to one of our designers, and let us help you make your home exceptional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe, and I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and Francine Dinah. If you've never been to Cucumbers, it's a buffet-style restaurant with a huge variety of salads, homemade soups, bakery items, and hot entrees that change daily and nightly, plus our always fresh fruit and delicious ice cream. We're open for lunch and dinner, but Sunday brunch is my favorite time at Cucumbers, with scrambled eggs, waffles, French toast, bacon, sausage, baked ham, chicken fajitas, brunch potatoes, warm gooey cinnamon rolls, and many other items to choose from, it's no wonder why Cucumbers has always been a popular Sunday destination. So whether you're looking to skip Mass, someplace to go after Mass, or just great food to maintain your Mass, Cucumbers is the answer to your prayers. Bring in your church bulletin or Minnesota Atheist newsletter and receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
Well, Welcome back to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're tuned in to Atheist Talk, and I'm your host, Hertzy Hertz, in studio with today's guests, Maddie Love, Marissa McCool, Pris McCool, and Larry Yellingman. Before we get back, however, I want to remind everyone listening live that immediately following this program, you can listen to the American Atheist Viewpoint, an official production of the American Atheist. Please note, you can always catch American Atheist Viewpoint by subscribing to the podcast version in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or the podcast player of your choice. As for the here and now, if you'd like to get involved in the conversation with Maddie, Marissa, Pris, and Larry and I, you can call us at 952-946-6205, email us at radio@mnatheist.org, or tweet us at atheisttalk. Ladies, gent, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
So last we left off, Maddie and Marissa, you guys have done your stories. Pris, do you want to go next?
I can, yeah. Okay, so we know about the transgender rollback, right? Like, you know what I'm talking about with the trans protections for prisons nationwide. I didn't specifically prepare an article because I'm just still so upset about this. It's been a week, and I've done my fair share of writing on the topic, as has Marissa. I can't seem to want to talk about anything else other than that, because the first thing I thought was, oh my God, the president literally just killed a bunch of trans people. Nobody else seems to be understanding that part, because maybe my social media feeds aren't full of the right people that are raging currently. Or maybe it's just me, but I can't get past that myself. And it's like, yeah, it's not funny, I know, like the last segment was, but that's simply just where I'm at. I can't think of anything else in terms of news. I haven't even pulled up my Reddit app, really, and except once this week. I can't even bother to think about anything else until that's taken care of. Because it was like at the end of the last presidency, it was one of those like final pieces of legislation that Obama sort of threw out. You know, at the end of most presidencies, there's two or three small things like that. Everybody was thinking that he was going to maybe decriminalize marijuana or something like that, and it was that, and it was the trans protections for prisoners nationwide, and in prisons specifically. I don't think jails. I don't think are state by state, but yeah, that was really. That was really great. That was a really great, like, maybe 2 years of that. So, I mean, yes, we're in a protected state and it's all that, but I'm just worried about, I'm from the South and I never had any protections anyway, but I was very careful to, like, not even get pulled over. And then I move up here and I feel safer, but it's still, I'm transgender. If I were to go to prison now, I wouldn't have the same protections that the state offers. I mean, unless they extend to the prisons themselves, which I can't, I don't know if they do now. It's a gray area and it's terrifying. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Worried about dying or getting, like, you know, horribly abused in some form.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you've listened to the Gaytheist Manifesto, Callie did a great and terrifying episode on this.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only are they making sure that trans people are in danger, which, you know, people don't care about prisoners in this country anyway, let alone trans people in prison, but I don't even think abusive is the right word. It's intentionally antagonistic toward trans people. They deliberately misgender people. They remove them from their hormones. They just throw them to the wolves, essentially. And, you know, if you've watched any, like, prison shows where they show someone who has to, like, you know, just either, you know, buddy up with somebody or become so dangerous that they fend for themselves, like, and not every trans person can do that. And it's even harder when, you know, you are constantly being dehumanized. It's awful the way we treat prisoners in general in this country, but a social minority like that, it makes it even more dangerous.
Yeah, we just have to literally just hope we don't get, I mean, we're safer in Minnesota, but in the South, you just have to, if you work, you know, if you step outside, you just have to hope you don't do the wrong thing in front of the wrong person. You know, it's still, we're still, it, going outside is still a thing that is hard for all of us, I think. and I'm not trying to bring the mood down, even though I significantly have, but I don't feel like there's anything more important in terms of trans issues or rights right now, and I haven't listened to that episode of the Gaytheist Manifesto. I've been too busy creating content instead of consuming it regarding this the last little bit.
Right, and it's another way to just feed the for-profit system. We were talking about this last night. You know, a lot of the attitude toward prisoners, if they even have one at all, is, well, then they should stay out of trouble. But when you have a social minority that it's legal to discriminate against in most places, including things like housing and employment, a lot of them end up homeless. And when they end up homeless, they get charged with loitering. And when you're homeless, you can't pay for the fines for loitering, so you get arrested and fed into the for-profit prison system for not being able to pay your fine for being poor, and in this case, for being trans. So a lot of the times, it's simply the fact that they can't get work for the nerve of being themselves in a state that doesn't have legal protection.
You can call it the trans to prison pipeline if you want, similar to how we treat racial minorities in this country. A lot of that is literally a school to prison pipeline. We have a public school system that seems like in a lot of states is almost designed to oppress people specifically, including the content that's taught. Specifically, Common Core is mostly garbage, but we know this. So there you go. That's how we do it.
Now that everybody's good and cheerful.
Yeah, now that we're all, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. Yay!
So how about that local sports team? I hear this year they might go all the way.
I heard that they did something with a ball and a stick.
Yeah.
Stickball?
Maybe at the same time.
Yeah, Google keeps...
Yeah, I heard they threw the stick and had to catch it in their mouth or something.
I get the feeling I'm the only one that likes sports.
No, you're not.
I'm sitting next to Marissa.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Larry just made a stick and mouth comment, and I can't go get past that right now. I'm trying not to make the joke so hard.
We're trying to stay FCC compliant.
Of course.
I said stick, large wooden object made of dead trees.
You're exacerbating it.
You're not helping. Like this morning for breakfast, I had a hot dog, and the rest of these people had donuts, and I was like, ooh, no, that could go too far. Yeah. Prop humor doesn't
work
on the radio.
There is nothing dirty about eating a hot dog and donuts at all.
No, there's not.
I don't know why y'all are being dirty.
But as we say in the McCool household, there is no too far.
Yeah, we don't have lines.
There's no too far at the Patreon stuff. I do have the FCC here.
Of course.
Not here.
Well, not here, but they could
They always have a chair, you know, at the table. If they want to come and sit with us and chat with us, it'd be awesome.
Patron-only edition.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what I would
even...
Wouldn't
it be fun to have an FCC person, like, sitting here that we could chat with and, like, see how far we could push it?
Like, just having, like, standards and practices?
Yeah.
That would be really good. I believe...
Watching the vein in their forehead throb.
Yeah. Well, There's at least two full-time staffers for standards and practices for Comedy Central that deal exclusively with South Park. That's their job, is to deal with South Park and blurring those lines, and they're all on the same team.
Interesting.
Now that would be a fun one to get. But we'll return with our guests, Maddie, Marissa, Pris, and Larry, right after the break. Please stay with us. I'm Hertzy Hertz, and you're listening to Atheist Talk on KTNF AM 950.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug with Hidden Edges Radio on Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. My show touches people's hearts. I hear from Twin Cities listeners, and thanks to podcasts from listeners across the country, that the subjects I tackle, like our commonalities and our collective struggle to survive the human condition, really resonate. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 950. Maybe, just maybe, I'll touch your heart too.
Stand up, stand up, you've been sitting way too long. Hello, this is Ralph Nader, host of the Ralph Nader Radio Hour. Join me and my guests every week when we dive deeply into the subjects that matter to you the most, but are rarely on the mass media. Every Sunday for early birds at 7 a.m. and Monday at 6 a.m. And if you're not an early bird, 9 p.m. on Monday, right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Atheists, secular humanists, and free thinkers. Here you are listening to the Minnesota Atheists Talk Radio Show, Atheist Talk. We hope you are enjoying it. If having a frankly atheist perspective on the radio waves appeals to you, please consider making a contribution to our radio fund. Our contract came up for renewal, and we need your help if you want the program to stay on the air. That will make sure that you can continue to have opportunities to hear interesting speakers with non-religious perspectives, and you can call up and ask them questions too. Get the details on our website at minnesotaatheists.org, where you will find buttons to make it easy to make a secure donation through PayPal. Or, if you have a business and would like to reach an intelligent, progressive audience, please contact us through our website. That's minnesotaatheists.org. Or call us at 612-588-7031. If you are interested in us, we are interested in you.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 70. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 49. Monday, a 20% chance of rain with highs of 70 and lows around 53. Tuesday, a high of 78 and a low of 60. Your Eat Local Minnesota's restaurant of the week is the Downtowner Woodfire Grill. The Downtowner is a perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Experience their cozy fireside dining alongside their delicious food and extensive wine list. Check out the full menu at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk on AM 950 KTNF. I'm your host, Hertzie, and we're having what I would classify as an amazing conversation with Maddie, Marissa, Pris, and Larry. Before we continue this conversation, which is our final segment with Maddie, Pris, Marissa, and Larry, I can do this. Which will be our final segment. There is a bit of housekeeping I need to attend to. Atheist Talk is produced with funding from Minnesota Atheists and Cucumbers Restaurants in Edina, Minnesota. Please consider visiting our sponsors, and if you do, let them know that you appreciate their support of Atheist Talk. If you'd like to advertise on the program and help keep us on the air, please contact us at radio@mnatheist.org. I'd also like to note our dedicated volunteers and generous donations of you, our listeners. You'll help keep Atheist Talk on the air and in podcast form. I'd also like to note our donors of the week, which is August, and our new patrons, Carl and Dennis Zastera. And Dennis, if I butchered that, I'm really sorry. If you're able to help with the donation, please consider doing so at our Radio Fund page or our Patreon at www.patreon.com/atheisttalk. Minnesota Atheist is a 501c3 tax-deductible organization, and we couldn't do the show without you, and we deeply appreciate your support. Music for Minnesota Atheist is by composer and member Brent Michael Davis and is used with permission. Please note all opinions are of the guests and hosts only and do not necessarily reflect those of Minnesota Atheist as an organization. Please, as always, check out Minnesota Atheist's website for podcasts of previous programs. You can browse articles, book reviews, peruse the calendar of upcoming events. You can also sign up for the Atheist Weekly email. AWE will give you links to the upcoming events, and it's a great way to stay connected in the community. If you enjoy this show and all that Minnesota Atheist has to offer, please consider becoming a member of Minnesota Atheist while you're on the website. Membership has some great perks. Check out the hows and whys on the website. And with all this relevant and useful information out of the way, well, let's get back to our conversation.
Wow, that was a long, like, I can't believe how fast you read that. And you're so eloquent and clear and concise. You really brought the mood of the room back up to the level it was in the first segment. And I really appreciate that.
The levity and the non-regional diction just get me started in ways that I can't describe with FCC guidelines.
So how about those secular soup people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, slurp even this.
All right. So
I couldn't say a word on my own podcast.
I warned you.
Was it Amy? Because I can't stand Amy. I like Amy, but I hate Amy.
I spent the entire time they were on mine just being like, okay, back to the thing, guys. All right, Larry, do you have an article for us?
Yes, and I also have a script for it.
Ooh. Well,
script. I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
I haven't used Skype in what feels like years. Okay, there we go.
You press the button with the microphone.
Awesome radio.
For my story, I have picked another milestone in the descent of our government into a dystopian hellscape, heckscape, populated by walking examples of the Dunning-Kruger effect. From New York Magazine, a House Science Committee hearing on using technology to address climate change was derailed at the station after Republicans, that party well known for its scientific prowess, simply started being themselves. Mo Brooks, a representative from Alabama, which itself is ranked third last in education, decided that he was more than qualified enough to pit his pig-headed ignorance against Philip Duffy, Ph.D., president of the Woods Hole Research Center, and former White House National Science and Technology Council advisor, in other words, an actual qualified muck-feathering scientist. When Duffy tried to explain that sea levels have risen ever since human beings have been on the planet, which ain't been all that long, Brooks responded with, Let's assume for a moment that what you're talking about has some kind of factual, rational basis for it, that ice has melted. Are there other factors? The other factors he's referring to, rocks. Every time that you have that soil or rock deposited into the seas, that caused the sea level to rise because now you've got less space in those oceans because the bottom is moving up. There you have it, folks. Decades of research into climate change, millions of dollars spent, a complete waste of time and money. All we needed was one uneducated buffoon to solve the issue for us.
I see. If you're going to go do the impression of the peoples who's sitting here, you should probably find out if they're listening. Bye-bye.
I was just going to say, it seems like the world is just a giant D&D board to these guys. Rocks fall and then everybody dies.
Rocks falls in the ocean and everybody dies too, apparently.
I don't want to play that campaign. Rock falls down, water comes up. You can't explain that.
It's a miracle.
It's as big of a question as magnets or plumb bobs.
Or gravity.
I feel like there's not enough people talking about plumb bobs anymore.
What are plumb bobs?
Oh, thank you. I'm not the only one who was going to
ask. Sounds like something in Pick Up at Smitten Kids.
I think it's an old alchemical term, if I remember correctly. I don't know what it's in reference to. I just feel like nobody says the word enough.
It's a funny word, like sort of like plumbus. Or Rick and Morty.
Kumquat.
Everyone's looking.
Yeah, we're all
Googling plumb.
We all stopped the radio show to Google plumb bob.
Apparently it's on the Sims wiki, which is kind of awesome.
Is that where that came from?
I guess.
Wow. Oh no.
Oh, I've seen one of those. Like, I had to know they existed for my my agricultural psychology class.
Yeah.
Something class.
A plumb bob or a plummet is one of those weighted pieces of metal on a string. Like when I put my finger down and move it around, like you guys know.
Yeah, we're watching you, and everybody listening on the radio, you should totally watch.
Yeah, totally great radio. We all do this already, and we're just worse at it right now.
This entire segment will be done by gesticulation. And that is 40-50% less hot than it sounds. So
I would have to strong disagree on the 40% less hot.
Shh,
I'm trying.
Watch it only.
I know. I'm trying. I'm trying to be good. It's not a thing I'm good at. I'm not good at being good.
I didn't say stop gesticulating. I didn't say stop.
Is there an escalation of gesticulation?
That's just called a gesticulation.
Okay. A gesticulation and escalation.
And this is terrible. Called the spiral downward.
This is so terrible.
Well, since we're going to keep spiraling, I guess I'll go with mine. Yes.
So that's what we do, spiraling.
Oh, God. That is an inside joke.
So recently, about a week or so ago, maybe 10 days ago.
I was very slow on picking that up.
Okay. No, that's all right.
It's a new article.
Yes. So there's a woman in Florida who was helping her sister, I believe, clean out some boxes in a classroom. And she found police documents from the 1980s. And it's actual police documents they used for the satanic panic of how to tell if someone, and this person is awesome because they scanned them and put them on the internets. And I may or may not have contacted her and said, hey, if your sister's looking to sell.
They scanned them in the 80s?
Hmm?
They scanned them in the 80s? You could do that?
No. Well, I mean, you could, but it was with this weird carbon stuff and it didn't translate well.
Mimeograph?
Yeah.
Xerox.
Well, I was going to say, it's like, I'm on that weird millennial thing where it's like, there's some old technology I know and some I don't.
It was purple and it smelled delicious.
Do you remember microfiche? All those chemicals that we had to deal with?
I don't know what they had back in, I know they had phones and fax machines and like ye olde brick computers.
Yeah, I know there were copy machines, but it was like, you had to be a certain level. Whatever. Anyways, we're moving on.
We just had monks that wrote stuff down all at the same time.
Why are we having this car?
Because it's more interesting than police documents.
They were police scanners, but that is that how they got loaded the documents?
Okay, so I do want to do a little bit of working because we do have some parents on this podcast. So these are characteristics of teen involvement, and I'd like you to let me know if you think that this is being a teenager or being a Satanist.
Yes.
Yes.
Difference.
Experimentalist.
Yep.
Fantasy role play.
Oh yeah.
Intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Underachiever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Low self esteem.
No.
Difficulty relating to peers.
Yeah.
I'm a Satanist. Oh, God.
I know. It's like you read the list of the stuff, and it's like, that to me just sounds like being a teenager for the most part.
It sounds like being a person to me.
Yeah, that too.
All of that. It's like a person who likes to read and maybe play Dungeons and Dragons once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Until you get to this point, all of a sudden they say use of rituals, and I'm like, okay, technically most teens may not do that.
Well,
but
what
I
about
mean,
the teens that are forced to go to church or their parents?
Yeah, yeah, there's that too.
They're ritualistic.
Did somebody say dungeons? Oh my.
Hey, if you're going to do Takei.
Oh my.
Yep, wow. You win. Yep, you
win. Yes. I should have had Marissa on for the Star Trek episode. Even though you're not a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, I would just...
could have been a Star Trek character actor.
Please tell me you had Callie on for that.
Oh, God, yes.
Good.
I was going to say, she was the first person I talked to.
Good, 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 good.
Oh, yes. It was like, hey, Callie, you want to talk about Star Trek? And she's like, yes. Yes. So, let's see, what can be involvement? Here's another great one is criminal damage, rituals, burglary. Oh, this whole thing.
Rituals again?
Yes. Warning signs. Withdrawn from family and religion. I'm like, that's a teenager. All teenagers do this. So yeah, it was absolutely fabulous for those of us who are interested in the satanic panic. But that's really all I've got.
Oh, wait, what?
I know. And we have 2 minutes left.
How could we ever fill that time?
I don't know.
Content creator. We could.
What about your spinoff show about manic panic?
The Hersey Dogs?
No, Manic Panic.
Yeah, because you were doing a spinoff about Satanic Panic because your spinoff about Manic Panic didn't go so well.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
It came out in like three washes.
Hashtag roast the sis.
Yes. Yes, that was a great episode. Actually, that is something we can do. Everyone, we're going to need plugs from everybody.
Okay.
Phrasing.
Ooh.
Marissa, do you want to go first?
I would take up all the time. So RissMcCool.com, my 6th book is coming out. My 7th book is available to watch as it's written. I'm the host of the Inciting Incident podcast and the Sister Getting Out of Hand podcast.
Pris?
I am the host of a show called The Interesting Life of Pris. It is a different kind of podcast than you are probably used to. Also on my Patreon feed, I am writing segments for Marissa's book, and on my Patreon feed, I will do audiobook versions of each section as they are written, so you can check those out as well at patreon.com/PrisUnicorn. Just Google The Interesting Life of Pris, and you'll be able to find me and subscribe to me wherever you get podcasts.
Larry.
I may or may not have already pre-ordered Marissa's book because Marissa is awesome and so is her writing. And you can find me at patreon.com/LarryYellingMan and on Spreaker, just look for Man Yells at News.
Maddie.
Oh, you can find me on Atheist Talk on AM950, KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
I was going to say, you have another podcast?
Yeah, but I put out like 2 episodes this year, so I'll maybe you should listen to me on Atheist Talk.
All right. Well, thank you very much for tuning into Atheist Talk. We'd love for you to join us again next Sunday, which should be another exciting episode. I'm proud to be on the air with Minnesota Atheists, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. The show depends on the generous support of our members, our sponsors, and our donors. Please consider supporting the show through donation link at minnesotaatheist.org. This has been Atheist Talk on AM950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, president of Minnesota Hospice, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on AM 950 on Saturdays from noon to 1. Our team from Minnesota Hospice will be continuing our series titled Lifting the Veil, Revealing the Spiritual Truths About Dying and Death, where we share insights on the spiritual aspects of this profound experience. Please join us Saturday from noon to 1 for the new Minnesota Hospice show and learn more about us online at minnesotahospice.com.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe. I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and France in Edina. Many who have dined at Cucumbers are of the opinion that our buffet has evolved from an older, more country-style buffet. They look at our 50-foot salad bar and can imagine a smaller ancestor with far fewer choices. An ancestor that didn't offer as many hot selections or have a bakery with fresh baked muffins and breads. Didn't offer homemade soups and lacked the fresh fruit and ice cream bar that Cucumbers customers have grown to love. But some will say, where are the transitional buffets? In addition, they look at everything that we offer and say that Cucumbers is irreducibly complex. If you were to move just one of our offerings, the entire buffet wouldn't function. Well, I would like to think that Cucumbers was intelligently designed, since I helped design it. But at the same time, it truly is an evolutionary step up the buffet ladder. And as always, if you bring in your Atheist newsletter or church bulletin, you will receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
I've never met another atheist.
Sure you have. Non-believers make up 12% of the population.
Then where are they?
You can meet us at book clubs, pub crawls, discussion groups, movie nights, monthly meetings.
Okay, I get it. How am I going to keep track of all this?
Easy. Sign up for Minnesota Atheist Meetup Group and subscribe to AWE.
What's a meetup group?
Meetup is an online networking site that helps people build communities. We have over 700 members with at least 2 events every week.
And what is AWE?
It stands for Atheist Weekly Email. It comes out every Friday and lists everything that's going on.
How do I sign up?
Go to the Minnesota Atheists website, minnesotaatheists.org. On the left, click on the words Get Awe-Inspired.
And for the meetup?
Look for the red meetup badge on the right. Above it are the words Click Here to check out the meetup group.
I'm sold. Minnesota Atheists, Meetup, and AWE. What's that website again?
MinnesotaAtheists.org.
Hello and welcome to Atheist Viewpoint. I'm David Silverman, president of American Atheists, substituting in for Nick Fish, our national program director, who is out. So today I'd like to talk to you about one of my favorite topics, which is the labels that we use. And I'd like to just rant a little bit about the term agnostic. Agnostic is one of those terms that I really, really hate. It's a term that I believe very, very few people should use. I think the only people who should use the word agnostic are the people who are literally in a situation where using the word atheist would get you physical harm or harm in some way, you know, maybe fired from your job. But I think there's a lot of atheists out there who call themselves agnostics, and they need to stop. So before I get into that, I want to just say that atheism is the absence of a belief in a deity. Theism is a belief in a deity and the practice around it. And if you're an atheist, you are without that belief. And that doesn't mean you're against that belief. That doesn't mean you're absolutely sure that there is no God. It just means you are without a belief in a God. And that is a very broad term. And it means just that. You are absent a belief in a God. So if somebody says to you, do you have a belief in a God? And when I say a God, let's use the correct terminology. A God is a sentient supernatural being. So God is not love. God is not the universe. God is not all humanity. God is a sentient supernatural being, a sentient supernatural entity. A God is a sentient supernatural entity. And if you don't have an active belief in one or many, you're an atheist. And if you don't have an active belief in a God and you absolutely hate the word atheist, you're still an atheist. But a lot of atheists don't like the word because it has a negative connotation. It has a negative connotation, of course, because religion says that we should have a negative connotation. Atheist has a negative connotation because religion trashes atheism, and so people don't use the word atheist, which is known, by the way, by 90% of the country. They use other terms like agnostic, which is a term I actually really hate, and I just want to mention why. I am holding in my hand right now a coffee mug. Now, this is definitely a coffee mug, and it's yellow, and it's got some writing on it, and I have just drunk my coffee from it. It is empty. There's some little coffee left in the bottom, and I am sure that it's a coffee mug. Now, am I sure beyond 0.0% of the doubt? No, because if you go philosophical, you can't be sure about anything. We could all be brains in a vat, in a spaceship, the Matrix could be a true story, yada, yada, yada. But we use the word sure all the time. We use the word definite all the time. We don't say, I'm pretty sure I'm holding a coffee mug, but I don't know everything in the universe. This coffee mug that's in my hand could be God, cleverly disguised as a coffee mug. I can't prove it's not true, and neither can you. If I smash the coffee mug into a million pieces, that still could be just God testing us, and you can't prove it's not true. So do I say this is probably a coffee mug? Do I say my name is probably David Silverman? I don't know for sure because I don't know everything in the universe. We use these terms all the time in everyday situations, sure, certain, definite. And in none of those times do we know everything in the universe. So when atheists couch their terms by saying, well, I don't know everything in the universe, so I'm not going to call myself an atheist, I'm going to call myself agnostic, first of all, they're wrong because nobody knows everything in the universe, and they're still atheists because you're using the definition that religion gives us, which is that atheism is the absolute denial of God's existence, which is false. And it makes us logically... It makes the argument logically incompatible with reality. We don't know everything in the universe, but we still don't have a belief in a God, which makes us atheists. Now, if we use the word agnostic instead of the word atheist, if we say, well, yes, I don't have a belief in a God, but I don't know everything in the universe, so I don't want to say it. So I'm going to say I'm an agnostic. What are we doing? We are elevating the idea of a God above everything else that we know to be true. We are saying God doesn't exist is less sure than this is a coffee mug in my hand. We are elevating religion above everything else that we know to be true. That helps religion. That boosts religion in our mind and as well as everybody else's. So when you're using the word agnostic, you're not only not answering the question about whether or not you believe in God, you're sidestepping the issue with whether or not you know everything in the universe, but you're only doing it for religion. You're only doing it because religion tells you that it's bad to say you're an atheist. And I'm asking you to please consider that. Using the word agnostic elevates religion over everything else that we know to be true. I'm sure my name is David Silverman. I'm sure this is a coffee mug. And guess what? I'm also sure there's no God, even though you don't have to be sure there is no God in order to say you're an atheist. So I hope everybody out there will toss the word agnostic from their vocabulary, because it's a ridiculous thing to say. You are just as agnostic about this coffee mug being a coffee mug than you are about the invisible magic man in the sky. And if you're not willing to say you're agnostic about this coffee mug, or you're agnostic about your own name, you shouldn't be willing to say, I'm agnostic about God. Having said that, I need to talk about the National Convention for American Atheists, which is coming up March 29th to April 1st. We are making a positive and different convention this year. Hugh Laurie is coming to be our keynote speaker, but we also have a fantastic European feminist, the fantastic European feminist, Inna Shevchenko is coming. Barry Lynn, barring his health issues, is also scheduled to come. And Anthony Magdabosco is coming, as well as Yvette Guinevere, Yvette Dautremont. We are going to have a different and really, really interesting convention this year. It's going to be heartful. It's going to be loving. We're going to have a charity event, so that we can pack food for the hungry. We're going to be taking money to help an ex-Muslim move to America to help start his new life. We're going to be really going into the comedy and the fun. This is going to be a convention that I think you're going to remember. It's in Oklahoma City, March 29th through April 1st. And I want to make sure that people understand that our conventions are positive, they're welcoming, and they're fun. The objective of the convention, my objective of the convention, is for everybody to leave with great big sore faces from smiling too much. So please check out the website. It's atheists.org. Tickets are on sale now to see Hugh Laurie and Barry Lynn and Inna Shevchenko and the best that atheism has to offer, and meet some fantastic people at the American Atheists National Convention in Oklahoma City. I hope to see you all there. Thank you all for listening. This is David Silverman from American Atheists. Please join American Atheists and have a wonderful day. The website again for the convention is atheists.org/convention. The website to join is atheists.org/join. David Silverman, thank you for listening.